The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Yes, good morning to you. It's Oliver Callan on Shaw. Understudy for Mr. Tuberty, who is otherwise engaged in the world of Roald Dahl for The Thing tonight. You know The Thing, you know that everybody knows about. You've heard it on Morning Ireland and the anticipation is building everywhere. We are inundated with messages already. 51551 is the text. The email is ryan@rte.ie. It's the Late Late Toy Show for young and old, of course. And for the weary then, there's the kind of the government toy show, which is the formal announcement of our exit from the lockdown-ish. Kind of an exit-ish, isn't it? You know, it's in all the papers today. So lots to be looking forward to. The little things, you know. Can we go to the shop again? Yes, yes, you can. And you could buy the things that you could actually see in the shop, but you weren't allowed to buy because it's 2020 and nothing makes sense. So yes, we are open for your messages. The text 51551, email ryan@rte.ie. You know about this stage. It's Friday, the 27th of November, so exactly 4 weeks to the big day, to Christmas Day. Yes, yes, Santa, Christmas Day. Yeah, you better get busy. And what was I thinking? Yes, the Roald Dahl theme thing, which is the theme, obviously, for this year, you know by now. And Roald Dahl was in my head for the last couple of weeks because those of us in the Callan's Kicks first, yeah, I'm only a minute in and I'm already plugging my own thing. That's how it works. We're making our own telly project as well, which is too soon to tell you about. But it meant I spent a day dressed as Boris Johnson. And when you put on that rig and you really find yourself, you kind of basically feel like a Roald Dahl character. And it gets him away with a lot of stuff, I think, when you kind of imagine him like that. And it's just almost, it's the way that I can get into the Boris persona is just make up rubbishy words, you know, something that Roald Dahl might have created or something the twits might say, you know, gibberish words like the absolute nonsense that comes out of Boris Johnson's face basket at the best of times. Faffle bag, I say to the European Union, we'll give you a sniffle whack of a Brexit, Eve, faster than a quacks mag. The backstop was a bunch of piff timbers and boulder gump, my dear people. Yes, indeed. And they're just my made-up words, but they're very Dahl-esque because, believe it or not, there is such a thing as the Oxford Roald Dahl Dictionary. And he invented, in the course of his lifetime of work, and what a legacy, he invented 500 words and character names from Oompa Loompas, of course, Whiz Popping, to the less well-known Humple Crimp, Lixivate and Zoonk. There are other, of course, Snozberry, Snozcumber and Snozwanger are big ones of his as well as Fizzwiggler, Whiffs, Swiddle and Grobblesquirt. That's a good one for Boris. It's a Grobblesquirt. Yes, indeed, that's what they called me when I was a child. It's a lovely little Grobblesquirt of a boy. And there you go. Someone actually described Boris Johnson to me in the process of being dressed up as him and seeing the clips. They said there's kind of a huggable, childlike innocence quality to him, but he's a bit of a sneaky whore, basically, isn't he? By the way, there are loads of biographies on British Prime Minister. I always find this fascinating compared to our own leaders. They always have, and there was a big one this year on Boris Johnson, trying to explain his whole career of politics based on how he got along with his parents and his troubled relation with his father, you know, and how Margaret Thatcher was created. We don't do that really in this country. It's like with these strange biographies. That's why he was such a horrible PM, you see. He was desperately unhappy in his life of wealth and privilege. Nanny didn't hug him so or give him enough custard when he demanded it. So he took it all out on the working population for 5 years instead. Shame, really. We just don't care. No. We don't talk about the relationships. Anyway, that's aside from the Christmassy thing. So get ready for the toy show and let us know what you're doing, by the way. 51551 is the text. And we've lots of people letting us know what they're doing. This is a birthday request, actually. Good morning. I'm wondering if you could give a birthday shout out to my son, Thomas. He is 11 today and he was born on the night of the Late Late Toy Show in 2009. He published his first comic book this year during lockdown and would only love to hear his name mentioned on the radio this morning because he's at home today in anticipation, says Fiona Flanagan. So happy birthday, 11th birthday to Thomas Flanagan and Fiona, mum, you know, Thomas, as the understudy for the toy man for the radio purposes. He's allowed to stay up, Thomas, late and eat his weight in sugar today. So, and then crash out at midnight and then have a marshmallow and chocolate and 7-Up hangover tomorrow. where he'll need a big fried breakfast because he's a grubble squirt of a boy. No, Boris. That's enough of you this morning. Go away. So happy birthday, Thomas. Also a shout out here. I don't know about wishing it could be Christmas every day, says this email, but it certainly would be handy if there were more Toy Show Fridays. Normally my kids have to be crowbarred out of bed in the morning, but they all bounced out this morning at the prospect of tonight's show. So say hello to Luke, Alison and Olivia, says Shane O'Connor in Cork. Down in Cork there. Me and Matt in the country. The real. We won't talk about the Munster final. Very difficult as well. And can I do another? Yes, let's do another email. Hi, Oliver. Happy Friday. Myself and my children, Cara, and is it Kaylock or Kallock? God, I should get that right, shouldn't I? Listen to the show every morning on the way to school. This weekend is the first weekend I've looked forward to since our first lockdown. I'm a children's nurse working in Meath, so life has been very busy since COVID hit. We can only imagine. Today, I am 17 years married to the most amazing person, Ivan O'Neill. We as a family are so looking forward to the toy show tonight. And we also have my daughter Cara's 11th birthday on Sunday. So many lovely things happening in the weekend. I'd be delighted if you could wish our daughter Cara a happy birthday. She'd be thrilled to hear her name on the radio. So happy birthday to Cara. And that's from Jen in Rattoath in County Meath. So Cara there is 11 as well. Lots of birthdays as well. Actually, this is a different birthday of a different sort, because this Sunday, as well as being Cara's birthday in Rattoath in County Meath, is also the 80th birthday of Kenny's Bookshop in Galway, which was opened on the 29th of November 1940 by Maureen and Des Kenny in High Street in Galway, and it has evolved ever since. And it's very big online, actually, and I've ordered some stuff there myself. And they're huge promoters of Irish authors and publishers. So happy 80th birthday in advance to Kenny's Bookshop. And it will happily be able to open, and bookshops can accept customers, can't they, from the 2nd of December. You'll find out Micheál Martin's announcement later on going forward, going back in terms of. So that is all nice things to look forward to. What a lovely way to start the morning. If you want to get into the Christmas spirit, the best thing I do, you can't go any better than a Christmas carol. I think it's like, it is the Christmas story. It is kind of one of the best Christmas stories we've ever had. And it's just that kind of, there's been so many great versions. I know Ryan has talked about the Muppets Christmas Carol, which is brilliant, great songs. He's not a fan, I don't think, of the Polar Express. Is he the Robert Zemeckis kind of animated stuff? No, I'm kind of like it, but it's because it's got trains in it. That's probably why I'm excited about it. But Jim Carrey is a brilliant Scrooge in the animated one. And he did a very good Irish accent, actually, as the Ghost of Christmas Past. I think he did Teacher from the North, and he did a kind of a Belfast accent. It was very, very good. And it also reminds me last year when theatres were open and we could go to shows. The Gate Theatre did this amazing Christmas Carol with Owen Roe, who was Scrooge, very, very jolly Scrooge. Owen Roe from Scrap Saturday, so you can imagine I was a bit of a fan. It's just a beautiful, gorgeous ghost story. The simple hope of, simple story of hope and redemption, rings and rattles and echoes through the ages like the chains of Molly's Goose. And yeah, it's great. And it's only 100 pages long and it's free. It's out of copy, out of copyright and all that. And it'll put you in the place where you can imagine the punch and the mulled wine and the mince pies and the turkey gravy and the fire roaring in the corner. And speaking of turkeys, RTE.ie has a story today. Fran McNulty tells us that Irish turkey farmers are facing an unusual complaint for consumers this year. What complaints? The birds, the turkeys, are just too big. With many families planning for smaller numbers around the dinner table this Christmas, butchers have been facing growing demands for smaller birds, breast pieces and turkey crowns instead of the traditional big turkey. Ah, you see, because of, you know, only allowed maybe two, possibly three households at max. It's a difficult one. But this is a problem for the sector because they've been raring these turkeys. They grow over 7 months at a certain rate. I grew up on a farm. We had turkeys and they would come as little things around August, actually. And they'd be getting big now. They'd be getting big, but not still with a month left, though. Anyway, turkeys grow for several months at a certain rate to reach the weight expected on time for Christmas. If they're slaughtered too early to meet the customer's demand, they won't be fresh because they'd have to be frozen. If the sector waits to cull them at the same time as usual, they'll be too big. So it's a difficult one. And there's a farmer there, Owen Sharkey's talking about, what is he going to do? Although they hope that because apparently once news got out of the relaxation of restrictions, there's been a bit of a rush on turkeys and people go, no, give us a nice big one. And sure, we can cut it up and we can bring it down the road and do whatever we want with the turkeys, you know, and get the value out of it. Nice big roast. Other Christmas traditions, Christmas songs. We're actually discussing upstairs, when is it appropriate to play Christmas songs? I think next week, perhaps, on our radio. It's quite a controversial one because obviously the late Larry Gogan died only in January. I think just after Christmas, in fact. And he famously used to play the first Christmas song on RTE Radio 1. But he's no longer with us, sadly. And actually, I remember because I was on, when I was working at the Gerry Ryan Show, I remember Gerry, I think, boldly played a Christmas song controversially one year. And there was a bit, there was a lot of people, a lot of angry listeners, a lot of Larry listeners who weren't happy about it at all. So that's a crack. But I think people are really warmed up for Christmas this year. I mean, up in the country as well, because we're supposed to be seen as very close to clinging on to our traditions. But the Christmas trees were everywhere. Last weekend, there were Christmas trees and lights, which I was a little bit surprised. And I wonder, will that become the norm? Because remember when the crash happened and the retail groups all came together and said, we've got to get the lights up earlier to encourage people out to shop earlier. So that's how we got lights up in early November and straight after Halloween. So something that becomes sort of an emergency procedure can become the norm, as they say. So you might have November Christmas trees up for a long time. I'm a bit conflicted. I was very much in that, no, we'd do the tree next weekend. But John wanted to do it. He would have had it up last weekend, to be fair. And it's hard to avoid it at the minute. I'm a 12 days of Christmas man, because the worst thing that I could see is those Christmas trees heading to the recycling centre in the boots of cars on the 27th, even the 26th. Isn't the saddest thing? And they're all crumpled to a crispy Christmas trees. 12 days. Although, as I point out every year, the 6th of January, which we celebrate in this country, Little Christmas, is actually technically the 13th day of Christmas. But you could go on and on. And somebody actually told me that I could celebrate Christmas all the way to Candlemas, which is a festival, a kind of a religious day on, I think, the 2nd of February. Mind you, I know a woman who charged her kids with taking down the Christmas decorations, and there was a bit of a standoff, and the Christmas decorations didn't come down until Easter. Basically, someone in the estate came up and said, look, we have a few Americans coming over. You're making a show of us. Take the tree down. And only then did it come down till Easter. Now, that would drive me around the twist, to be honest. Anyway, let us know how you're feeling. 51551 is the text. There's stuff coming in already. Great news that Santa is allowed to come. Well, there was no question. He got the international space. The Simon Coveney, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, announced yesterday that Irish airspace is open for Santa travel. So this texter says, we'll leave the usual bits out for him and Rudolph. Small glass of 12-year-old, mince pie, a carrot, a glass of water for Rudolph. And don't forget the hand sanitizer. Yeah, and maybe mark it for Santa because he's very fast. And it's 70% alcohol, the hand sanitizer. And you don't want him drinking that instead of the 12-year-old whiskey that you're putting out for him. And only a tiny bit, a little tisheen, as they say in parts of Cork. Tiny bit of whiskey for him there. Can you say hello to Trish in Middleton, which is in County Cork, just off of Zoom with all the Slimming World members. And we are saving our treats for the toy show tonight. And I've given them all time off tonight to enjoy the biggest TV show this year. Enjoy, says Trish, the Slimming World consultant. Well, I hope, Trish, you're allowing something more than, you know, an old Rivita with a bit of mean Nutella or something spread on it. Hopefully they can go and treat themselves and still obey Advent. Because Advent, if you're religiously minded, that starts on Sunday. Four Sundays in Advent. Can you say good morning to all the children at Saplings Special School in Mullingar? That's a gorgeous name. Saplings Special School in Mullingar. They're all so excited about the toy show tonight. We have our Christmas jumpers on. And we're ready to put up the decorations today. Thank you so much, says Nadine and staff. And thank you, Nadine. And yes, I said the 12-year-old and the hand sanitizer. But yes, we want to give something to you because it's a very giving show this week, wasn't it? And we have to continue the amazing Tesco competition. Because Tesco, as you know by now, have declared that 2020 is the year when everyone is off the naughty list. Am I off the naughty list? Yes, Boris, you're off the naughty list as well. Whether you bought hundreds of toilet rolls or you didn't teach maths during homeschooling lockdown, all is forgiven. Even if you're a COVIDiot, yes. Even if you're somebody who called for a ban on travel to the north yesterday and had to U-turn, yes, indeed. Thanks a lot. The Round Everybody Show has joined up with Tesco to celebrate the campaign with the Christmas quiz. You have a chance to win €500 to spend in Tesco's and stock up on your favourite festive tweets. So what do you do? You answer 5 Christmas-related questions. For every question you get right, you win a €100 voucher. Not only that, the generous people at Tesco have given us a naughty list bonus question worth £200, so you could end up winning €700. So how do you enter? Yes, well, you ring us now on 1850 715 900. 1850 715 900. And we'll be checking people off the naughty list, basically, because it's just the happy mood that we're in today. It's Toy Show Day. It's the Ryan Tuberty Show. We're all very excited. 1850 715 900 off the naughty list. €700 Tesco voucher. It's a fantastic thing. Good morning to you. Dance your little Toy Show Christmas socks away. And that's what it's called. It's called Paradise. And that's Medusa, isn't it? Medusa featuring Dermot Kennedy, obviously. Very distinctive voice now at this stage. 51551 is the text number. Ryan@rte.ie is the email machine. Please say happy toy show to grandnieces Isabel and Jane, 8 and 5 in Whitehall in Tullamore, who are so looking forward to tonight. So we're happy to do that. People saying here they have their tree and decorations up. We always decorate the house as Christmas starts with a tie show. So looking forward to it. Yeah, it is kind of, that is the sort of the start of Christmas, isn't it? Was it always actually on the last Friday in November? I'm not entirely 100% sure. I honestly don't think, this is a tweet from Una Charlton, who says, I honestly don't think I'll be able to get through the toy show tonight without a massive box of Kleenex, a welcome slice of hope and normality for our children in a year of such upheaval. Well, last year was a real tear. I mean, I don't cry at many things. And it was probably the best toy show ever last year. So no pressure on them at all this year. And a lot of people, I'm not the only person, a lot of people felt that last year because there were no big celebrity names and it was all about lovely personal stories. And I think it's going to be quite personal again this year. This is about Simon Coveney on his report on Santa on Morning Ireland this morning. In fairness, says Eugene, the concern of Simon Coveney, his report on Santa is the only sliver of certainty. So that's how people are feeling about the COVID restrictions there now. Be careful now, Eugene. You know, we might be tightening restrictions when we find out where you live. Good morning. Please say hello to Mrs. Miles' class in St. Eta's Special School in Drogheda. They're all wearing their Christmas jumpers. The toy show ready and everything. So we're delighted to say there that as well in Drogheda up there in the northeast. And can you wish Ryan the best of luck for the toy show for tonight? Michael Gannon. I don't know if it's young Michael Gannon or if it's... for tonight, for the night is young, who knows? But yes, we will pass all that on as Tubridy's elf, and we're all the little elves in here. And he'd be delighted to hear from that. The Tesco competition, we give that number again, 1850 715 900, a chance to win €700 worth of vouchers. Sure, you know, it'd be absolutely brilliant, wouldn't it? Every little helps, as they say. We'll take a break.
The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Some people just not taking our dating advice terribly seriously. This texter, 51551 is the text. Good morning, Oliver. I'm widowed, pushing 40 with a couple of kids. And for my sins, I'm thinking of hitting the dating world again. Could that nice lady please send me on her original profile so I can attract these mystery lads she speaks of in their mid-20s who are not looking for marriage and all the rest. Better sign this is anonymous, says that texter in South Dublin. Well, you know, you basically put yourself out as a cougar and apparently they all line up. That's the advice from Gene Sullivan Bilecci. Somebody says a tissue of whiskey, Oliver. Come here now, boy. Get your cork facts right. The widely used term down here is a shmahan of whiskey. Check out Frank Kelly doing the Jack Lynch character in Hall's Pictorial Weekly, watching telly at home with Maureen. He always asks Maureen for a shmahan of the good stuff. Well, I have it on good authority now that the tisheen is what they call it over in West Cork. But sure, no one is ever from Cork. They're either from East Cork, West Cork, Cork City, North Cork and all the place. Please say hello, hi to my sister Una, who's an important day today, and actually met Roald Dahl in Kenny's Bookshop in Galway many years ago from her big brother Brendan in Cork. Like, and there's loads of people coming in from Cork. Can you say hi to Kate Connolly from Cork, who's to stay at home from school for 2 weeks and can't wait for the toy show tonight. Love Mummy and Daddy. So, oh dear. Okay, so lots of response to Aileen in Cork, who basically said when asked, who appears on Christmas Day at 3 o'clock. Mary Poppins, people are really enjoying that. You've brought a smile to everyone. In fairness, you're on the radio. Things just become completely, you just lose all general knowledge and everything, including the age of poor old Finn, who's 5, which you'll never forget that now for a while. Loads and loads of texts in on that. Obviously, people still enjoy the toy show. As a 56-year-old, this texter says, the toy show brings back memories of the first show in 1975 with Gay Byrne. We watched it in black and white, but it was still magical. Lovely. My kids are adults now, but all are in the house tonight due to lockdown, and for the first time in many years we'll be watching the toy show together en famille. I'm like a child. Ah, Irish mammy's so sentimental, says Anne-Marie in Dublin. That sounds only lovely. Please say hello to Vanessa Maloney, age 7. She's in Crumlin Hospital, where she will be watching the toy show tonight. Hello to Vanessa and her brothers Jack, who's 9, and Matthew, who's 6, will be watching at home, says Granny Anne. So brilliant. Someone asks, best of luck to Ryan, can the toy show be seen in America? The answer is, I'll have to ask the president actually.
Yes, indeed, I have removed the geo-blocking. and they will play the Tusha all over the world, live and exclusive. Thank me, not Mary Poppins or the Queen Mary Poppins, whoever it is. Do we have time for a little bit of a tune?
Yes, we've time for a tune. We're very excited. That's everything for Toy Show Day today. Ryan is back on this show on Monday. Callan's Kicks is on the radio at 6:30 this evening. And Claire Byrne is next. Enjoy.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.